Om Shanti. I'm sure some of you would be going today, those who are leaving today, put up your hand. Okay, and some tomorrow? Okay. So you want to go? You want to go? No. Even we sisters, every time we come here, then it may be so many years and many times during the year sometimes, but yet when we go from Madhuban, the heart says, no, we want to be here. Why? Why do we want to be here? Because of the peace here. What else? What else? The happiness which we are experiencing here. The love which we are getting here, sharing with each other. What else? The positive energy. Which Shivani Ben was saying, the vibrations are so much with the high frequency, you know. What else? Yes? The cooperation, yes. The discipline, and which is natural, no? It's coming naturally. Though I'm sure some of you must have found it a little difficult to get up so early. Yet we saw that you did it with so much of love. And in the morning when we used to see all of you here sitting here, there was so much of happiness and everyone was enjoying that early morning meditation. So you enjoyed all the 3 days and you were following, most of you, I mean very few were not maybe in the schedule, but did it come naturally? You wanted to attend every session? So the discipline also came naturally? Yes. And so we find that this environment of Gyan Sarovar, of Madhuban, or even our complex town, Shantivan, where you saw our next conference will be there. All these places are bestowed with this environment, the vibration of peace, love, but also something very special. And these places are bestowed with the blessings of the Supreme. Because as you have seen in the history of the organization, we find that especially Madhuban, where maybe some of you would have seen Pandav Bhavan. Some of you have seen Pandav Bhavan? And those who have not seen, put up your hand. Okay. So maybe after the session, after the valedictory session, before you leave, at least you can spend a little time. It's not very far away from this complex. And that place is especially the land of tapasya, because that's the place where the founder spent most of his time, and all our senior dadis who have been with the founder from 1936, in the beginning of the organization. They spent so many hours and so much of time in meditation, but also which we were being shared, that a meditative lifestyle. And in that environment, in this environment, in Shantivan, we experience a deep connection with our original self, which we said, peace, love, happiness, but also a deep connection with the higher self. Did you feel that? Yes? In these little commentaries, or maybe your own personal talk, chit-chat, sharing with the Divine. Yes? You took some opportunities to do that? And so you find that the connection with the higher self becomes so natural in this environment, because this environment allows us to be in God's frequency. What is His frequency? What is God's frequency? Yes? What is His frequency? We've always been singing about Him, about those elevated virtues, qualities, and we see that He's always in that frequency of unconditional love, always in the frequency of unshakable peace, calmness, yes, the source of peace. And so we find in this environment it becomes easier. But now we have learned the method, so now we know how we can remain in that frequency wherever we want, yes? And so you were guided so beautifully by Shivani Ben, how you can include this, integrate this in your entire day. And then throughout the day, that little connection with yourself and with the Supreme allows you to experience His blessings. And we find that this word blessings is something which has always touched our heart, no? Yes. Whenever we go into a spiritual place or we meet someone who we feel has achieved a very beautiful stability in their spiritual journey, has achieved their greatness in their own spiritual empowerment, the thought comes that we should take their blessings. Yes? When we remember our preceptors, our saints, or we go to the temple or any other spiritual place, we seek for blessings. Why do we want blessings? What are blessings? Yes? High vibration thoughts, high vibration words. Blessings have the power to change, to empower, to transform. And we find that how can we experience those blessings naturally? And how can we give those blessings naturally? Because the beauty is that when we want to experience blessings, we want to experience blessings from whom? From whom do we want blessings? First, from whom we want blessings? From the Supreme Father, from our spiritual parent. Because he is the one who is always having that high vision for us. He is the one who is the ocean of all these virtues. He is the one who is always unlimited in all these qualities and all these values which we know we are taking a journey to strengthen every day. And so we want his blessings. And so we find that experiencing his blessings, is it easy, natural? Yes, it is very easy. God's blessings, how do we experience them? We have experienced them every day. No, some of us are experiencing them every day. Whenever we are remembering him, with a pure mind, with a pure heart, we experience his blessings. But how do we allow our mind and intellect to be connected with him constantly, naturally, easily, throughout the day, so that we experience ourselves always in his canopy of blessings? And if we are always in his canopy of blessings, what's going to be the difference? Yes? What's going to be the difference? The plan which we have created as we have been guided. Just remember this plan, very beautiful thought which we have created for our own change, how we are going to see ourselves, how we are going to deal with people, our family, at work, how we are going to respond to situations. So if I experience myself throughout the day to be in the Supreme Father's canopy of blessings, in the canopy of blessings of Shiv Baba, what will be the difference? What will be the difference? Yes? We will? I'll be radiating that blessings to others. What else? The schedule which we have created for us, yes, which is easy as we saw, which is practical. We were given so many good tips, methodology has been given, and we know that by practice this will become slowly and slowly a part of our daily schedule. But yet we feel that there is somewhere this little thought which comes sometimes. Yes, a little thought of doubt sometimes. That will I be able to sustain it? Yes? Because as we saw it, the most important thing is sustaining it, allowing it to be consistent, daily being able to lovingly practice it, important. And so this little thought which comes maybe sometimes, a little doubt which comes, we find that little doubt will be taken care of by God's blessings. Many years back, I heard the story on, it's written on the pyramids, they said. I read it somewhere. Someone just shared it to me. And they said it was a story of the sun god. And, you know, like all stories, the sun god has this child who is very beloved, who is very close to his heart, and yet the child decides that he wants to go away from the father and go to the planet Earth and maybe have his own experience, his own journey, his own adventure. And so before leaving, the sun god says, child, whenever you feel you want to come back, remember me. And so the child says, yes, but he's so excited to move and go to his journey. And so he goes to earth, and as so many stories are there, that he moves around different places, he takes his journey in different relationships, and yet there comes a time in his life after some time where he starts experiencing that he needs to go back to his home, go back to his true parent, go back to his original self. And so that's the time where he remembers that, well, I need to go back. And so how do I go back? And then he remembers what his father said. And so he remembers his father and talks to him through the mind and says, oh, father, I need to come back. I want to come back. So the father says, come. And this child says, well, no, it's so difficult for me now because I don't know the way to go back. I can't come back on my own now. And the father says, it's written in the story, the father says, well, child, as you're coming back, come to the place where you can with your own strength, with your own courage. The rest of the path, I will come and take you. Yes? So that's the magic of God's blessings. Yes? But that little courage which we have, that little powerful thought for the self which we will keep to imbibe this in our daily life, to practice this slowly in our daily life, the morning time with ourselves for our spiritual study, the every hour little meditation, the night time before I sleep, while meals, you know. So we find that that little step of courage I will keep. And then what will happen if I'm able to open my heart to the Supreme Father's blessings? We find the rest of the work he will do. He will do? Yes, because he's our spiritual parent. Whenever your child needs to do something and he feels he's not going to be able to complete it, yes, and he has that sincerity and he's keeping his strength, he's keeping his courage, what will you do as a parent? Yes, you will help him? Yes? You will always be there for him. You know, when the child learns to cycle, yes, what happens? What does a parent say? That you be there still and cycle. Don't worry. I am always behind. And so that's the experience of this beautiful connection through Raj Yoga with the Supreme Father, of experiencing his blessings at every minute, so that every second, every breath, and so everything becomes much more easier and much more joyful. This new me, this new life becomes a joy, becomes a feeling of an experience of always enjoying that opportunity to give and share blessings. Blessings from the Supreme, where else I need to take blessings? Day-to-day level, from my family. Blessings also means good wishes. Do I need to take good wishes from my family? Yes or no? From my parents, from my life partner, from my children, yes, from my brother, sister, all those close members of my family. How will I get their blessings? How will I get their blessings? Important? By giving them blessings, yes. So we find when we come to the world here, where we have our family, because now we see the world as our family. But yet we are responsible for this little family, whom, which in spiritual words we call it the Laukik family, where our physical body, we have those relationships and responsibilities. And so we find there, the more I give blessings, the more I get blessings. And then at workplace, do you need blessings? Yes, from your colleagues with whom you work. Yes, from your seniors, from whom you receive guidance and maybe tasks every day. You need blessings from them. Yes, from your clients, customers. Yes? No? You're still thinking? Will you be able to get blessings from them? Yes, you'll get blessings from everyone. You need blessings from everyone, from the world. And so the beauty is, the more I give blessings, the more I experience blessings. We'll just have a few slides which we will see on the basis of what the world sees about blessings. So some Billy Nelson says, when I started counting my blessings, my whole life turned around. Yes? Being able to accumulate blessings and enjoy the experience. As you feel how you're able to experience blessings from everyone, from what you're doing, from what you're experiencing, even the money you're earning, when it comes with blessings, what happens? It gives so much of happiness. Yes, even everything physical which comes, which we need to maybe earn so that we look after our family and responsibility. But when it comes with blessings, it makes such a big difference. Then we have Joel Osteen who says, when your focus is on being a blessing, God makes sure that you are always blessed in abundance. How can I be a blessing? How can I be a blessing to my family, to the place where I'm working, to all my friends, to the world? How can I be a blessing? By giving these virtues, by expressing it through my natural interaction and behavior, by feeling it here first, yes? Through my vibrations, yes? Through my face, through my activity, through my responses, if I can be a blessing. Being a blessing means? Yes? Having gratitude. Okay. Being a blessing for someone means? Being a source of joy, being a source of support. Yes? Where, how I want God's blessings, how I can be a blessing to others. And so we find every little opportunity which I get from morning to night where I can add value. Yes? Where I can support. Where I can create that magic which Radhika Ben was talking. That flavor. Yes? That spice. Where I can give happiness to others. Where I can make a difference to others. Important? Yes? You'll have so many opportunities. And now we have learned that we don't need to do anything. We can even create it from our mind, our face, our vibration, our aura, our interaction, and then our responses to people. Yes? So we'll keep that in mind. Throughout the day, whenever I get an opportunity, I'll be able to be a blessing. Yes? A gift to others. And so we find that when I become a blessing, I become God's instrument. Yes? Because He's the one who's always giving blessings. So if I start becoming a blessing for others, so I'm His instrument, His angel, and He's working through me. And so what will be to my experience, what will be my life? When I'm doing His work, what will He do? Yes, He'll do my work, no? So I need to always have this awareness of how much I am accumulating blessings. Yes? So throughout the day at home also, responsibilities are there, tick, 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 this has to be done, that has to be done. But how many blessings I have accumulated. At work also, so many responsibilities, but yet how many with those responsibilities, how many blessings I have experienced. And so they say that if you, Woodrow Kroll said that concentrate on counting your blessings and you'll have little time to count other things. Or be aware of other things. Naturally, if you have accumulated blessings through everything what you are doing, will there be space or will there be an opportunity or will there be any need for you to focus on those challenges which are coming every day? Maybe those little moments of pain, challenge will come. But because you have accumulated blessings, what will happen to the pain or those little moments of chaos or little moments of stress which are coming, what will happen? It will help you to deal with that very easily. Where the feeling of pain, where the feeling of stress, where the feeling of pressure will merge. It will be more like a game. Yes? And so I need to be aware of how much those loving vibrations I am accumulating in every interaction where I have home, work, family. And so, along with that bank account which I need to see, because I need to make payments, I need to take care of so many other things, I need to also count my blessings. How much the account of blessings I have. And we find that today, even when we are ill, especially sometimes if there's a challenging illness, you know. And so what do doctors also say? कि हमने तो कार्य कर लिया है, लेकिन अब आप क्या करें? दुआ करें, नहीं? That's the time which they also feel that blessings will work. And there have been so many experiences. Just recently, just before this conference, we had a annual meeting down in Shantivan, and we brothers and sisters, dedicated sisters from all over India, some sisters who were invited for the meeting, and brothers were meeting each other. We had a meeting, but we also could interact with each other. And this sister who had come was responsible again for some little IT work in the yagya, and she was sharing her presentation about how all our services can be done with more creative technologies, because we have a lot of programs which we have for people. We have some fairs, we have some conferences, and so how the latest creative technologies which are available can be used for people to be able to take in the spiritual understanding with much more clarity and enjoy that journey. And I interact with her every year when she comes. Last year I was not there, but this year when I was meeting her, she was sharing her experience about her own illness. And she said, Deepa, when I had gone through surgery and had cancer, you got cancer? Doesn't look like at all. She said, no, I had it. And she was just sharing her journey of how during the illness, even when the surgery was happening, and after that she had to also take chemo and all, how she experienced those blessings of the Supreme Father. And so we find that the illness is there, the challenge is there. You have to go through the treatment, you have to go through everything. But because we are able to give blessings to our body, we are able to experience the Supreme Father's blessings, then the family, the BK family, whomever we interact with, their blessings, it becomes so easy. And I could really see it in her face. And I had to remind myself, and when she just showed me some reports, that's the time which I really realized, yes, she has gone through this. And so it's so different. And I'm sure you would have seen such experiences also, at your personal level. And so it is at those moments of illness where it's this power of blessings which is able to take you through that journey with much more comfort. At that moment of pain, in that moment where you feel so helpless, and especially because when you are very active in your daily life and it's in that time of illness, what happens? You're not able to do and contribute, and it's so difficult. It affects the mind, it affects us. And it's at that time, really, as much as I'm able to bless the body, as we, you know, were guided in our previous also sessions, how you talk to your body. Suraj Bhai was telling us, yes, remember? How he was telling us whenever our knees are aching, whenever any body is aching, any organ, how we need to give blessings. It makes a difference. And so we find that this power of blessings has to be experienced in our life daily. And so how much I'm able to, you know, accumulate that richness of the soul is experienced in blessings. So that in the right moments, when I'm dealing with challenging situations, chaotic situations, which may not be big situations, like cancer, could be small little situations, and yet you find that that blessing which you have accumulated in the soul allows you to have strength at the right time, allows you to think rightly at that time. Because in that moment of chaos, sometimes in that moment of pain, especially of the illness, You know, even though you have this spiritual wisdom, even though you know that it is not right, yet because of pain, because of some other challenge, I'm not able to think positively. I'm not able to think rightly. And it's at that time that this power of accumulated blessings becomes a support. I'm able to still be calm, I'm able to still be peaceful, I'm able to still have positive thoughts about myself and what is happening to me. And it's at that time that this accumulated treasure of blessings supports you. And so we find it so important for me to be rich with blessings. So I need to count that also. See my bank account also, blessings, no? And so we find that many times blessings are not just those good vibrations or good feelings which we are experiencing from people around us or which we are experiencing from the Supreme when we sit in meditation or when we connect to Him. Someone very beautifully has said that there is a blessing hidden in every trial in life, and you have to just be willing to open your heart, your mind to see them. Is it right? Have you had that experience? And maybe the trials which you have gone through, you didn't see them as a blessing at that time. Most of us, we are not able to see that as a blessing at that time. Yes? Yes? At that time, it is a very challenging situation. It's maybe some karma which I have done. It's maybe like a threat to me. It's maybe why it is happening in my life. But maybe in these 3 days here, or maybe whenever we have that moment of silence and we go back and we become an observer of our life and we find that every difficult situation actually was a blessing. Yes? In spiritual daily, you know, study which we have, which you have now known that is being given to us or being taught to us by the Supreme Father, the Supreme Teacher. So our daily spiritual study which we have, which we call as Murli, which means the flute of knowledge which is being shared by the Supreme, we have these beautiful words, ki har tufaan ek tohfa hai. Every storm brings a gift, a blessing for you. Yes? Yes? We have had these blessings in our life, each one of us. Every one of us has had storms in our life. Yes? Anyone sitting here having had no challenge in their life? I don't think. Yes? And maybe we didn't see that as a blessing. But when we are sitting here, and maybe we can choose some moment again in silence somewhere, and we go back and see that situation, we will be able to see it as a blessing. You see it with the vision which we now have received with the spiritual knowledge being shared to us every day. With this perspective, when we see, it is a blessing. Why is it a blessing? It has helped me to elevate my consciousness higher. If I don't see it as a blessing, if I have not learned from that situation, then surely it became a failure. But now we know that we don't need to hold on to anything like this, but we can just see it as a blessing. Allow our mind to move beyond and see it as a blessing. Now we find that each one of us has created wonderful action plans, no? And we would like to give good wishes and blessings to each other. Yes, you would like to give? So that each one has, because we have spent together for 3 days. So it's like a beautiful family together. Yes, every session we were sitting together. We have meditated together. We have had Brahma Bhojan together. Yes? Yes? So it's a family here. And you would like to give blessings to each other. So we'll have a small little exercise for you. Okay? So some volunteers will come to you and they'll give you small little card papers, small little papers. Slowly and slowly they'll come up to you. Just think about a blessing which you would like to give to your friend who is a part of this beautiful family here. A blessing which will empower that soul to have faith in themselves, to have that courage within themselves so that they can fulfill all those elevated thoughts which they have written down in the action plan, which will give them a life full of happiness and joy in future. Yes? You have received blessings on the day you came also. Remember? Yes, on the first day. So you know what a blessing is, what, how it is written. Yes? It's a pure thought, good wish, which enables the soul who receives it to feel very powerful, to feel elevated, to feel that you are filled with joy and enthusiasm. And you have that strength and courage to fulfill all those wonderful dreams which you have now created, which will be practical realities soon, which will create your destiny. Okay? So think about that blessing, those little words. A blessing should be written very beautifully. So please write those words, maybe block letters or in any handwriting, but it should be able, you should read it, no? Not like doctor's handwriting. So please, you can write block letters otherwise. So each one of you have pens? Yes? So just remove your pen and start writing. When you're writing this blessing, allow this awareness to remain. Who can give blessings? The highest blessings are received from the Supreme. And so each one of us sitting here is an instrument of God, an angel of God. Okay? So we are not just peaceful, pure, loving souls, we are God's angels, no? Satyugi souls. So now angelic to become Satyugi souls. So when you're writing this blessing, allow this awareness to remain in your mind and heart that you're God's angel, and as God's angel, you're writing this blessing for your loving friend, for your loving partner or loving family member here. Okay? So everyone needs to write. Because everyone wants to receive a blessing. Yes, so please write it. Yes, you finished writing the blessing. How many of you have finished? You can just put up your hand. We'll wait for a minute for those who are writing. But everyone needs to write them. How many of you are not writing the blessings? Put up your hand. Please write them. You're God's angel. God's beautiful instrument, God's messenger, writing this beautiful blessing, which is filled with your love, good wishes, and elevated thoughts. Everyone done? Anyone still writing? Okay, just take a few seconds more. Those who are sitting in behind rows, please come a little bit in front, because when you're sharing blessings, the exercise will need you to be together. Just two, three people, you can come in front. Yes, you're done. Okay, so now you need to stand up. Now everyone, every row has one row behind and one row in front. Okay? Yes, except the front rows and the last rows. Other rows have some one row in front of you and one row behind you? Yes? Okay, now you need to stand up, everyone. The first row has to turn around. Then the third row has to again turn around. Alternate rows you need to turn around so that you're facing someone. Okay, the volunteers will just guide. So that you're facing someone. Okay? Look at this friend of yours. See the beautiful light between the forehead. He's God's beautiful child. And with lot of love and good wishes, you can share that blessing. Give the blessing to your friend, and your friend will give the blessing which he has created to you. And now, please turn around and sit down. Sit down. And read this blessing. Allow your mind to just be focused on the blessing. Read the blessing. And now, those who are in the front row and those who are absolutely in the back, who don't have any rows in front, in behind you, absolute back row and front row, again, now you will share that blessing with the one who's sitting next by. Okay? And those who are in the middle rows, you will get up. You can get up. Again. Those who are in the middle rows will turn the other side. The second row was facing. Now they'll turn behind. So that again you have someone in front of you. The first row will get up also, but you will exchange with someone who's sitting near you. Not your family member, but someone whom you didn't know till now. So just move around the first row. You can share it with one person here. And even in the back row, you can just share it with one person. The others have turned opposite and share that blessing. But look at your friend with lot of love and good wishes. See them as this beautiful light, God's beautiful child, your spiritual brother, and give that blessing with lot of love. And now you can sit down. Yes, you read your blessings? You like the blessing? Yes? So whenever now you meet again for your lunch, you can again share blessings. Yes? When after the valedictory session, when you will meet people around, walking towards the kitchen, towards the dining hall, again you can share blessings, okay? So till you are here in the campus, you can always share blessings with each other. As soon as you give a blessing, what happens? You get a blessing, yes? Well, what was enjoyable, writing that blessing or receiving the blessing? Writing the blessing? Both was enjoyable. Okay, what were your thoughts when you were writing your blessing? How did you feel? Yeah, you can just stand up and see. Okay, you felt that, oh, I can give blessings to others. Because till now we only thought God can give blessings, no? Or maybe saints can give blessings, or maybe, you know, deities can give blessings, or very elevated people. But we now learn that every one of us needs to give blessings. What else? Giving is receiving. You enjoyed giving, because when you were giving that blessing, that elevated thought, virtue which you are creating as a gift for your friend or for this beautiful soul, that energy was being created here? Yes? So who was benefiting from that beautiful thought? Elevated thought, that high frequency thought, who was benefiting first? Me. And my physical costume. Yes? Then it was being going to share to my friend. First, who was taking the power of that blessing? Me. Yes, so writing them and sharing them was very beautiful. And when you got them, what was that experience? Yes? Being blessed. You felt you were being blessed? Yes. What else? When you received the blessing, any other thought? Yes, very curious what blessing I will get. And now you just got two, but then you'll have opportunities till you're here in this campus to get many. Yes? Keep exchanging them. What else? Yes. You were happy that you already have so many blessings and you got one more. Yes? Someone else was saying something? Which is there really in my life. You know, we also like in our programs when we go to companies or maybe even small little gatherings wherever we go, we also create these blessing cards which we give them as God's blessing, we say. And the beauty is, it's been our experience, even when we receive a blessing over here from, our seniors, our daddies over here, the blessing which comes to us, when the awareness is that it's coming from the Supreme, it's absolutely that which we need at that time. Or which, if we imbibe in our life, we'll be able to create, you know, a lot of wonder, a lot of more speed in our spiritual effort or in any area which we are working forward. That's the magical power of blessings. Let's have a few minutes of experiencing God's blessings. Yes, before we leave. So that all those wonderful plans which we have created for ourselves, all that, you know, resolutions which we have created, which we know are very easy now. Intellectually we have understood what we need to do and we know that it's easy. But yet our heart has a little subtle fear, no? Sometimes, when we go away from this environment, will we be able to sustain that enthusiasm? Yes? A little bit? And let's experience God's blessings. And so that every thought which we have created in these 3 days, which we know is going to have a wonderful impact on our life, our destiny, is filled with His power. Yes? And that stamp of His blessings, of His strength, His courage will be magical. Yes? So let's experience His blessings. Okay, let's spend that little time for ourselves. Allow your mind to gently move away from the environment where I am. There's been some time till now which I've been listening to things. There has been sound around me, movement around me, and yet for some time I take this journey within. I again become aware of myself as this beautiful light shining between the forehead. And as I see myself, I appreciate myself. I'm a being of light, a being of peace, so pure, so wise. I am God's child, His most beautiful creation, His masterpiece. I am merged in His heart. As I allow this awareness of my own beauty, my own deep sense of self-worth, to emerge. I feel so light, so happy being myself. And in this awareness of this deep self-esteem, I'm ready to take that journey. To my true home, the world beyond, my spiritual home, my sweet silence home. I visualize myself this beautiful star shining, radiating light, traveling beyond this world of sound, this world of rules, this world of responsibilities and relationships. I consciously travel beyond and enter the world of light. My spiritual home, and as I see this world of silence, through my inner eye, I behold the beauty of so many radiant stars like me. God's galaxy. And amongst these beautiful lights, there is one light which is pulling my heart and mind, the light of God. As I experience God's presence, the ocean of peace and love, I open my mind and heart. To experience God's pure love for me, His unconditional faith and trust in me, where He sees me as His victorious child. His most beloved child. I experience God's protection. Where my heart is full of His strength, His love, and His trust in me. I share all my thoughts, my plans for my future, whatever I have created in my mind, from when I will go back to my workplace, my family, and I share all my beautiful thoughts with Him, with a pure heart. As a child sharing with a loving parent, experience God's blessings, His lap of love. Where He puts this tilak of victory on my forehead, saying, child, you take one step of courage and my multi-million fold support and strength is always with you. I feel so safe, so strong in God's canopy of blessings. And I know that all these thoughts, all these plans which I have made here will surely be a reality. I will remember that I will only keep that one step of courage in front. And my Supreme Father, my beloved friend, will always be by my side, making all those thoughts a reality. I know there will be challenges. I know sometimes I will fail. But I know that God's blessings will help me to restore my faith and to turn things around and bring success to me. With God being my companion, success is my godly birthright. I am His child, and He belongs to me. And as I feel the sweet connection and bonding, companionship with the Supreme Father, I feel so strong, and I know that I will be able to make each plan a reality. Allowing my heart to be full of God's love, His vision of blessings, His strength, His wisdom. I hold on to this experience of feeling that I now am blessed. Victory is my spiritual birthright. With this powerful thought, I come back to the awareness of this hall where I am sitting. I come back to the awareness of my physical body, my friends who are sitting with me. If my eyes are closed, I open them. And I know that whenever I want, I can reconnect with my Supreme Father and experience His hand of blessings. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Lots of good wishes to you. And I'm sure we are going to see all of you as Sevadharis. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Thank you.